Right here on 3CR Community Radio. A very good morning to you. Black Betty here with you this morning, 4 minutes past 11 o'clock. We just heard the deadly sounds of Mr. Robbie Thorpe. Thanks for that, Robbie. Before that, the sweet, sweet sounds of Claire Bowditch and The Start of War. How appropriate is that song for today, folks? Black Betty's my name. I'm here with you and just giving you a little bit of an intro this morning. Folks, welcome to what is Invasion Day. Love it or hate it, we're here to stay, us black fellas, us Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people right around Australia, folks, and right here in Fitzroy, Melbourne. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land and law. We know that. So right now, folks, we're going to take you to a very special outside broadcast today. How lucky are we? Right now, we're going to be crossing to Parliament House up to Spring Street in Melbourne, where you'll hear everything you need to know for Invasion Day. This broadcast, of course, running right through till about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So I'll be back on your radio joining you at 12. Hope you can join me then. Enjoy the next hour's broadcast. I'll catch you after 12 o'clock. Right now, handing it over to Spring Street.
Hello, everybody out there. This is down at Spring Street in front of Parliament House. There's a large crowd of people turning up here. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Banners around. There's a large contingent of police lining the steps of defending Parliament House, I'd have to say. There's also a variety of horses and other sorts of things. However, this is a peaceful crowd. It's a large crowd. It's all over the street intersection of Spring Street and Bourke Street, leading right down towards Collins Street and going the other way. There was some work going on with preparations. We'll be hearing the speeches soon. There's going to be a smoking ceremony. There's a lot of Indigenous people here, of course. We've collected some conversations with people about why they're here. Perhaps we can move towards finding out a little bit more from some people in the crowd. We're live on 3CR. Do you want to tell people why you're here today?
I'm here today because I believe that there was an invasion on the 26th that this day commemorates, and that we do occupy stolen land, and that it has been a long time of genocide and ecocide, and I think we need to give that land back, and we need to think about that treaty which hasn't been signed.
One of the things that people have been talking about is the need to change this day because it's not a celebration, it's a mourning. Your views?
Whatever keeps people talking and thinking and moving in the right direction.
Okay. Thanks very much. Can you tell me why you're here today? We're live on 3CR. Do you want to say why you're here today?
I'm working here.
Today. You're working here?
Cabinet of Currie Mail.
Oh, you're from the Currie Mail. From all the way from where? That's
Lismore. Well, I'm from down here, but I'm just the Victorian correspondent.
Oh, okay. And so they're interested in what's happening in Melbourne today? Oh,
absolutely. Do you know the Currie Mail at all?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, yeah, just covering, I believe, in each city, you know, each demonstration or rally.
So what's the slant in your paper?
I'm not sure at the moment. We'll just see what they've got to say and see what happens on the walk down the street and, you know, I don't think there'll be much slant. There'll be more of a celebration of being Aboriginal and, you know, some sort of reference to the fact that, you know, the history behind this day.
Thanks very much. Can you tell me why... Can you tell me why you're here today? You're an Indigenous person?
No, I'm not.
You're not, but you're here?
Yeah, I'm here supporting and, yeah, want the day to be moved at the very least. The date to be moved at the very least, yeah.
Why is it important to mark this as a either survival or invasion day?
Pardon?
Why is it important to mark this as the 26th as invasion day or survival day?
Because all the truth's out there. Everybody knows this is the day that it began. All the slaughtering, all the invasion, all the stealing. And, yeah, it doesn't make me proud to be Australian at all.
Okay, thanks very much. Excuse me, can you tell me why you're here today?
Oh, to pay respect to the traditional landowners of the country. I think there's nothing else that I would rather be doing today than doing that.
So you're from Ireland?
I am from Ireland.
And you've learnt about this history by coming and living here?
Yes, I learned mostly, I think, from living in Broome, where I was exposed to, I guess, a truer version of Australia than I'd experienced anywhere else before. And from my own research, and I work with young children, and I think it's very important to have these conversations from a very young age. And, you know, just because we can celebrate something doesn't mean that we should. And I guess coming from a country that was oppressed for so many hundreds of years, I guess there's a level of empathy that I have for the fact that it's happened. And I think there's no way forward than other than respecting that this date shouldn't be right now. You know, it should be brought in together with everybody, and there's no respect today being celebrated, I feel.
Thanks very much. And so we've got quite a few people have turned up here. I'll see if I can find some people who are of Indigenous extraction. They won't talk to me, you see. That's the problem. They're expecting people to realise that we should know better. Hello. I'm from 3CR. We're live to air. Do you want to tell us? You're an Indigenous person.
Yeah, we're for NITV News, yeah. Here today to cover the march and get, you know, people's views on what, you know, January 26 means to them. Obviously, it's great to see so many people turn out here today in support of our mob, and, you know, black and white. And what I'm really impressed by today, too, is the amount of young people that are here, and they're leading, you know, the charge, they're leading the walk. And as one young person said to me today, they're the people that are going to be the elders one day. And so it's wonderful to see them loud and proud and educated too.
Now, you're of a particular age, so you would have seen the development towards this day of people coming in such numbers.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's why it's so, you know, so special and makes you feel very, very proud about, proud, but also, you know, a little bit sad too, in the way when you remember what we're actually here for and what we're, you know, walking and protesting for. So, you know, we're remembering those who have gone before us, and, you know, there's hope that there's, you know, better things ahead for us, and that, you know, we can work to a day where, you know, everyone actually does get to celebrate. When that'll be, I'm not too sure, and, you know, whether it's changing the date or
what would it mean for people to assimilate. So I mean, we've got groups of people here, and these have been growing, these marches have been growing and growing, so obviously there's at least a third of the Australian population who is aware of the need to change and to assimilate the disastrous beginnings. What will it take? What if everybody in this country took it on board? What would it mean?
Oh, it would mean, I guess, everything if you know, we're all able to come together and walk, you know, side by side, and actually everyone does would celebrate on, but, you know, accept the past, acknowledge the past, and that, you know, we can move together forward until such a time. And I guess, you know, that there needs to be a lot of education, there needs to be a lot of understanding as well, you know, from people about why this day isn't celebrated, you know, for our mob. It's I think education's the key there, and making sure that people know. So I guess that's why, you know, days like today, that, you know, marches and protests, you know, still work. They work, you know, back in the day to get the message out, and they're still relevant today.
It's interesting, because I know that reading the past, that people who were of Indigenous descent would pretend to be of another nationality in their own country.
Yeah,
things have changed.
That's sad when you think about that, and that, you know, people have had to do that just to not be, I guess, harassed or fit in. That they had to do that, and that's sad. To sad to think that they weren't able to be who they are. As you can see today, you know, I think that's a lot different today. Everyone knows who they are, and you know, they're not shy in telling people about where they're from and why they're here. As I said, you know, you can see the young people all holding the flags and the placards, and, you know, I think that's great to see the young people, you know, at the forefront.
Thanks very much for talking to me. I'm 3CR. How are you today? Are you going to perform?
G'day. No plans to perform today, but yeah, Celeste Little's just about to kick off the rally on the steps here, so it's an amazing turnout already, and we're going to stand strong and proud for ancestry and for justice.
Thanks very much. And yes.
Morning, everyone. Before I begin, Unfortunately, the elder that was going to do the welcome to country hasn't been able to come today due to urgent family business. I wanted to ask if there's any of the traditional owners in the crowd that wouldn't mind getting up and doing a welcome. No. Yeah. Thank you.
My name's Darlene and I'm a proud Wurundjeri woman. I'd like to acknowledge my elders, both past and present. And acknowledge that the land we meet on today belongs to the Kulin Nation. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Auntie. I'd also like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the lands we meet on today and pay my respects to their elders, past and present. I'd also like to acknowledge that we are meeting on stolen lands. The traditional owners have never ceded their sovereignty, nor have reparations been made, and until this is rectified, there will be no truth and justice. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Celeste Little. I guess some of you do know me. I'm an Arrernte woman from Central Australia. I'm a unionist, a feminist, and a social commentator. My traditional lands lie around Alice Springs, yet I was born in Canberra and have lived in Melbourne now for 25 years. So I too am a beneficiary of the displacement and massacres of the traditional owners here, while also being a victim of it back in my homelands. Before I go on, there's one final acknowledgement I wish to make, and that is to the warriors of the Aboriginal resistance. This collective of young Aboriginal men and women are responsible for almost every action and political statement on Indigenous rights in this country for the past few years. From the Stop the Force Closures rallies to the Don Dale rally to previous Invasion Day rallies, they have been doing the hard work, speaking, networking, printing, marshalling and so forth. Our governments keep giving us reasons to protest, unfortunately. And they have been doing the legwork and gotten everyone out on the streets. It's testament to these strong young people, most of whom are women, that so many are gathered here today. All of this takes a toll, though, and this Invasion Day, many of the war organisers elected instead to take a step back and attend regional events with families or go to the Canberra Convergence, or they're in the crowd as well. This is why you've got the pleasure of my company today and a smaller organising team. So can we please, therefore, acknowledge the work of the warriors of the Aboriginal resistance with a big round of applause. Here in Melbourne, we are referred to as the conscience of Australia. We're known for being more progressive than in other states and have a unique ability to get people out on the streets protesting against injustices at the drop of a hat. Who, for example, can forget last year's Border Force rally, which went from a Facebook post to a gathering on Flinders Street steps within mere hours? Yet despite Melbourne's, and indeed Victoria's, progressive nature, this state manages to remain incredibly complacent when it comes to recognising the rights of Indigenous people. Just down the road from us today, running at the same time as this rally, is the annual Australia Day Parade. What's more, the organisers state that they are proud that Melbourne is the only capital city in Australia that runs a parade. We are therefore very, very good in this city at performing edginess and progressiveness rather than necessarily living it. Though I would bet the turnout at this rally today is more than down the road. You might ask why someone like me, an Aboriginal woman who lives in Melbourne, who has all these fancy bits of paper next to her name and who is clearly doing okay, feels passionate enough about Invasion Day to call a rally and take a stand. For starters, I'm sick to death of the historical erasure which has to happen in this country for Australia Day festivities to go ahead. To me, Australia Day has always been Invasion Day, and it was a day of protest when I was growing up. We don't celebrate Australia Day in this country because we're apparently a unified multicultural society who have a right to be proud of what we've achieved. We celebrate it because we are content to ignore the declaration of terra nullius and the crimes which have been perpetuated against Indigenous people beyond this point. Because this country is okay with denying frontier wars took place. They're okay with forgetting the massacres. They're okay with forgetting the slavery, the stealing of children, the setting up of concentration camps and missions. They're fine with the fact that Aboriginal people have been forced to live under a foreign regime that they never consented to, nor has that regime ever come to the table to negotiate agreement. Worse though, they're okay with the goodwill which was generated around the 1967 referendum, the Wave Hill walk-off and the walk across the Harbour Bridge, key elements where black and white Australia pulled together for a more positive future, to be forgotten. This is a travesty. I may be sitting here pretty in Melbourne, sipping my soy lattes, enjoying the craft beers, but this year marks 10 years since the Northern Territory intervention was launched, and I have family who are living under it still. Whose money is being quarantined and who are forced to undertake 25 hours per week of unpaid work, which anywhere else would attract a wage and benefits. Whose houses are falling down around their ears despite the fact that the Australian government promised as part of the intervention to have new housing. Communities having their water cut off by the Northern Territory government in a bid to force people to leave and move to other areas. The town camp my own grandmother lived at with young children while my Aboriginal grandfather was off fighting in World War II as a non-Australian citizen had its water cut off by the previous government for this very reason. Proposals for fracking operations and nuclear waste dumps on Aboriginal lands just keep coming while we look over the pond and can state that the Dakota Access Pipeline is a travesty. Most people are unaware that similar operations are going on right here, right under their noses. It's more than this though. In Western Australia, they're still trying to force people off their lands. The right to live on country and practice culture is not a given. Meanwhile, in Queensland, the government has struck a deal with a coal miner and to which the local community have been protesting non-stop due to the damage to heritage, the land, the reef and sites. It's 2017 and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people still don't have land rights. All over the country, we are waiting for the return of stolen wages. We continue to be the most impoverished group in this country with significantly higher school dropout rates and unemployment rates. We have the highest rate of youth suicide in the world. Here in Victoria, Aboriginal people are incarcerated 11 times what our population parity rates would be. It's 2017 and Aboriginal people still don't have human rights. Finally though, I can't help but be angry. I'm the auntie of two nephews and one niece now, and I don't want them growing up to be made to feel that their ancestors were worthless and their history doesn't matter like I was within mainstream of this society. I want them to understand that they come from the longest continuing cultures in the world and to be allowed to be proud of that. I want the people in this country to also be proud of them. I want them to be able to learn truth so they grow up strong and committed to ensuring that these injustices never happen again. So I'm not going to thank people for coming here today. Instead, I'm glad you walk in solidarity with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people for truth and justice. And it is my opinion that anyone with any decency would do the same. We need to start creating more people who possess this decency, because in my view, they don't reside in Parliament House. The justice is going to come from the streets and not from the exclusionary colonial system. Thank you. I'd like to get Yarraman Ganol up here next.
Before I begin, I'd like to pay my respects to and remember the people who've cared for the land that we stand on, the Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nations. I acknowledge that this land is sovereign, sacred and black land. I acknowledge and affirm that this land was never once ceded or given up. This land was stolen. We are standing, living and working on stolen land. Its history is bloody and violent. Its history is sad and devastating. It is genocidal history. Remember this today especially and remember it always. I stand before you as a proud Barada, Bana and Kababara woman from central Queensland. I'm a long way from my home and people. I'm also standing on land that isn't mine, and I too benefit from the colonisation and invasion that happened here as well. And it's important that we acknowledge that. As I stand before you today, I feel hurt and I feel pain. My heart is heavy. As black people, we are always living through pain. It's not something that we can ever escape. But today especially is a tough one for us. We come together to find comfort, to ease our sorrows, and to affirm our place in this settler colonial state. We come together today, like we always do, to set the record straight, because there's no pride in genocide. What happened here is not something that we can get over. It's not something that, you know, we can push to the back of our minds. We're constantly reliving genocide. We're living through genocide right now. Communities are being pushed out of their homelands. They're being forced to live in poverty, you know, in poverty that is something that we don't acknowledge in Australia. We think that we're a first world country, that we treat our citizens right, yet there's people here living in third world conditions with no access to clean water, no access to Medicare services, no access to everything that we here in Melbourne may take for granted. And that's not okay. We can't just keep pushing things to the side anymore. We can't keep ignoring this. And everyone here, it's good that you're here, but I'm not going to congratulate you either for, you know, being here. It's something that should be the standard. It's something that should be the bare minimum. On January 26th, I can never think lightly on the fact that I'm not able to speak my language or practice my culture because of invasion. My countries, I come from three tribes, and what is left of my languages and cultures is measly bits of scientific papers and anthropological research that, as a normal, you know, poor university student, I'm not able to access because I'm not in those spaces to be able to reclaim my language and culture. I'm currently trying to reclaim what I can, but being an Indigenous person, it's hard to do that when you have so many barriers up against you. It's so hard to reclaim something that should be rightfully yours, but something that was taken and denied to you for so long. We've been living through 200 plus years of anti-blackness, settler colonial racism, and that's not okay. That's not okay. You know, we think that we're a country that is welcome and opening, and today is a day that we can affirm that the most. We can say that, no, this is not the reality. You know, we can't keep ignoring it. It is wrong. My family, for example, to bring it a bit personal, in hopes that some maybe white people might feel a bit of sympathy, might step up their game a little bit. My grandmother was forced to work on the cotton plantations in her day She was a proud woman. She was a proud Aboriginal woman. But she was forced to work on the plantation. She was forced to work in the sun. And being in central Queensland, it's a very hot, it's a very humid environment. And we often think that, you know, slavery didn't happen here. Slavery was absolutely a thing, especially in New South Wales and Queensland. Aboriginal people all over Australia were just used as, you know, labour for white people. It's slavery. It's, you know, putting it plain and simple. But despite this, she was also one of the first women in Queensland to receive her nursing licence. So despite all that, you know, we've experienced, our people are still strong and we're still here and we can still achieve anything and reach for the stars. And I think a lot of my strength that I get from my grandmother, because I'm so proud to be her granddaughter. I'm so proud to be here telling her stories, telling my people's stories, not on country, but I hope to get back there one day. And not too many generations back, and this is, you know, exact same story for so many Aboriginal people. We hear of stories from our grandmas and grandpas of genocide, of, you know, people experiencing massacres and just getting out with their lives. You know, there were two kids from my long back family who had just escaped, but everyone else from their community, everyone else from their tribe didn't escape. And there's written documents about that. But we don't look at that. Shame, shame. We don't look at the genocide. You know, it's something that, it happened. No pride in genocide, absolutely. This is the reality of Invasion Day. And I know that for some white people here, for some non-Indigenous people of colour as well, that it might seem that we're hyping it up too much. It might seem that we're, you know, being a bit too angry. But fuck that. Fuck being, you know, nice. Fuck being someone who likes to appease white people. You know, that's not what we're here for. You know, if you're expecting us to, you know, nicely educate you and to sugarcoat, you know, everything that you want to learn about, that's, you shouldn't be here. You should go and educate yourself. You should reevaluate what you're thinking about, reevaluate why you're here and for the reasons that you want to learn, because sugarcoating it, it's just, it's not going to cut the job. It's not going to do it, you know. We are here to tell the true history of this continent. We are here to tell the true history of colonization and invasion. And if you can't handle the fact that we speak about genocide and we speak about, you know, the brutal reality that is here, that is now, that has always been 200 plus years of white invasion and settlement, then why? What are you doing? What are you? Why? It is uncomfortable, and I can acknowledge that. It is violent. And it's awful, but it's a reality that we have to face. It's a reality that we have to accept, not accept, I guess, but confront, because it's important. It's a part of our history. And if we don't confront our history, if we don't confront something that has happened, we are just ignoring it. And we're just repeating the same mistakes over and over again. We are mourning our ancestors who resisted. We are mourning those who were massacred. We are mourning the women who were forced to give up their babies, to cease passing on language and culture, to be split up. You know, when we were sent to the missions and reserves, we were told that we couldn't have any outside contact with our family. You know, we were told that we had to give up our Aboriginality, forget that we ever existed on this continent for 60,000 plus years and had so many languages and cultures that today cease to exist. We have always been living under a, you know, a patronizing patriarchal rule, and we need to acknowledge that. We mourn those forced onto reserves and missions, those forced into chattel slavery. We are mourning children stolen from their families, children who suffered abuse in those institutions and dormitories, children who today, as adults, they still can't reconcile what they've experienced. It's something that is ongoing for them, and that is intergenerational trauma. That's something that for 200 plus years we have been contending with. It's something that is always in the back of our minds. And when you tell us to get over it, it's not as simple as that. I have anxiety, and when people tell me, you know, like, get over it, oh, yeah, cool, my anxiety is cured because I stopped thinking about it. It doesn't work like that. It's something that we are always going through. We are reliving trauma. We are told that our indigeneity was something to be ashamed, and we are still told that, and that's not okay. We are beautiful, black, beautiful people. And that's why we're here today, but we're also here to affirm our place in this world. We're also here to affirm that we matter and that black lives matter. We mourn the languages and cultures that cease to exist. We mourn the sacred sites lost, the stories lost. And we mourn our histories. We mourn, I guess, what could have been what was there and something that we can never reclaim. But now is a time to reclaim that. Now is a time to step up and say enough is enough. We've been saying it for a long time, but you've got to listen to us now because we're not going to shut up. We're always going to be here. Thank you.
All right, Uncle Choco is next up on the stage.
Hi. Hello. It's lovely to see a great crowd out today in support of Invasion Day. My name is Taljum Choco Howard Edwards. I'm a stolen... I've got to keep this short, just to fill in my other... I'm a stolen generation person, 10 years of institution, 13 years in and out of prison. From 56 to 79, I've been screwed over. And I hobbled up these steps here with me crooked knee. They wouldn't let me walk along there to battle through the crowd here. I got a crooked knee, crooked hip, crooked shoulder by the results of the Gestapo police force. You know, racism was a big thing back in the 60s. Today, my great-granduncle, William Cooper, well-known activist back in the 30s, 39, yeah, so, they said back in them days that today would be a day of mourning. So just at this moment, you know, I'd just like all of us to sort of have about 20 minutes silence in respect of our past, our ancestors, past, present, and to the future. Yeah, a few minutes silence, can we please have? Yep. Yeah, it's lovely to see that we have got support today. You know, if it's we were a dying race, down there at Lake Tyres. They call it the last post. And that's where everyone came from, all these other different concentration camps around Victoria. They were sent down, and one stayed there. There were 1,000 of us left in Victoria. Now it's great to say that we have grown. And people are still finding out today, you know, where they, where their family. Yeah, the bringing them home report and, the link up. So, it's great to have you all here. Love you all for your strength. And one day we will overcome. Yes. All right. Thank you. Aye. Yes.
Okay, next up we've got Aretha Brown, so please make a welcome.
Hello, my name is Aretha Brown. I'm 16 years old and I'm a Gumbangari woman. And just seeing so many people out here today and having so much support, it's overwhelming. Too long has our black history been whitewashed. Too long have Aboriginal people been talked about rather than talked to. Too long have we set aside people public holiday over our pain and our history. It's not right. And so today I talked directly to the mob and I wanted to say... so it's time for white Australia to sit down and just listen, just once, just to what we have to say. Because today our message is clear. Today's Invasion Day. You can't hide it. Because Aboriginal people are so resilient. They tried to take our land. They tried to take our rights. They took our children. Recently in the media, Adam Goods is getting criticized for, you know, doing his Aboriginal dance in the football. Shame! Shame! With the racist cartoons in the media. Shame! Don Dale! Shame!
Okay.
But we will rise again and we will hold as many protests as we can. We will hold one every week until we get some respect around here. We will be here every day and we will protest with every bit of soul in our veins. We will yell, we will scream, because that's all we got, that's what we got to do. So everyone, there's no pride in genocide. No pride in genocide. No pride in genocide. Thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to march. I just ask you to, you know, look out for each other as we're marching. I know all you white fellas are also to, you know, stand up, fight back and all that sort of stuff. Black fellas, if we're doing a sit-in, we want you to move into a circle and sit down. That's how we do it. Just be respectful. Obviously, we're a city that's a bit damaged by the events of the last few weeks. And as we walk off, I just ask that a couple of the Aboriginal banners get to the front before we move anywhere. Thank you so much.
Well, that's the final speeches. People are getting themselves ready to go on the march. There's a lot of people here. You are on stolen land, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. They're getting the banners for the Aboriginal people up the front, of course. Perhaps we might be able to get some responses from people about what we've just listened to. Can you talk to me? I'm from 3CR. We're live.
I'd like to, but I'm a bit too emotional.
You feel emotional?
I can't even get a word out.
Okay. Can you tell me your response to what was just said?
Well, I think what was just said was it was powerful, but it was possibly not enough. Everyone can't help but pull punches and not be as vicious as we'd all like to be, I think. I'd like to see people being a bit more aggressive, but I understand that we are in front of Parliament House, and you can't say the F word too much in front of Parliament House, as much as I'd love to.
Yeah, because it's an appalling history, isn't it?
It is absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I'm not sure people who have not looked into this history realise that, you know, people were massacred.
Oh, well, I've just recently, in the last couple of years, found out about a massacre in my ancestral country where my entire extended family, well, the entire extended family of my direct ancestors were wiped out in one day.
Oh, my God.
So that's happened to me as well.
Right. Yeah, thanks very much for talking. Yeah, good. Can you tell me your response to the speeches we've just had?
Well, I was just taking photos and taking videos for Twitter, but I was quite helped. Like, I felt really, like, moved by it, especially one of the youngest speakers. The youngest speakers especially were, quite great and really well-spoken. I mean, I don't know a great deal, unfortunately, about what has happened, unfortunately.
Are you of Indigenous background?
No, I'm not of Indigenous background, so I kind of do want to educate myself a lot more because I'm from multiple immigrant backgrounds, but I mean, I'm really glad I'm here today and I'm glad to be learning.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much for talking to me. See if we can get a few more responses before people move off. Okay, let's see. What have we got? Yeah, there's a lot of people getting themselves organised. Can you tell me, I'm from 3CR, do you want to tell me your response to those speeches and being here today?
Oh, they were great.
Yeah, why do you say that?
Because I guess I just really care, and I think we need to acknowledge our colonial past and the genocide that Aboriginal people are going through.
Okay, so what does that mean for people who are not of an Indigenous background?
Well, basically, I mean, none of all this would be here if Aboriginal people weren't displaced, basically. So, yeah, and basically all of this is here because we have been destroying their culture.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
can you tell me what your response to the speeches were?
Oh, I think it's a really good call to action. I think it's been going on too long. I attended the first invasion day, my first invasion day event 22 years ago, or 23 years ago, and nothing much has changed since then. And I think really, as Australians, we need to all stand up and speak out against this event.
They were talking about war, the the action group that's been really raising the issues. You know, the young Aboriginal people who have been, over the last few years, have really stepped it up. Have you been noticing what they've been doing?
I've been seeing a little bit on social media, but and a few articles. But I think that, they're gaining some traction. Yes. Yeah.
You're from the unions, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so do you see any support for the Aboriginal people coming from the unions?
Well, I'm the NTEU, and in our union we do have, in awards, we have make sure that each university has representation on the branch committees and things like that. There's an organiser in our national office, and there's certainly a lot of talk about it. Absolutely, yeah.
So more action, less talk.
I think we need more action, absolutely. And being a unionist, I mean, it's not just a 9-to-5 job. It's a lifestyle, essentially. If you believe in social justice, you have to go a bit further than what's required in a 9-to-5 job.
Thanks for talking to me. G'day. Can you? I'm from 3CR. Can you give me your response to the speeches?
It was brilliant. It was brilliant and beautiful. Yeah. And it is. Right, it hit the mark. It highlighted the areas that needed to be highlighted.
Are you an Indigenous person?
I am not.
Where are you from?
I am a refugee from Pakistan. So, I'm Australian citizen now. It's been a long time. Yeah, but I'm from Pakistan. My background
So you've learnt, you see this as being a core issue coming
it
to
is.
This country?
It is. It is a very, very big issue. You cannot... You cannot move forward if you do not acknowledge the wrongs of the past. And you cannot consider or claim yourself to be a democratic or just society if you do not acknowledge all the wrongs which has been committed. It's continuously being committed.
So you've come for the march? You're going to do the march?
Yeah. This is. I'm here every year, yeah, whether it is bigger or smaller. Yeah, I would like to be counted among those people who stand for the rights and justice.
Thanks very much for talking to me. G'day. Can I talk to you? I'm from 3CR.
I would love to have a chat, but I'm just about to go join the rally.
Okay. Are you going up the front?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go up the front, yeah.
Yeah, because you're holding the flags, aren't you?
Possibly holding one of the flags, yeah.
Are you happy with the turnout?
Yeah, the turnout's been great. It's been a few people than I was expecting. But it's good, yeah. Anyway, I've got to go.
Good. Thanks very much for your time. Well, they're all getting ready to go, and we're coming up to having to prepare ourselves to go with the march. So is it possible for someone at the station to take over from us at the moment? Can you hear me?
Right here on 3CR Community Radio. That was one of our 3CR hosts, Annie McLaughlin, with various community members there, coming to you live from a very special cross that we did there, coming to you live from the steps of Parliament House at Spring Street in the CBD, Melbourne, of course, the Melbourne rally. There you go. Thank you so much. It was really lovely to hear everybody's thoughts today and hear what is actually really happening on the ground at Parliament. So lovely to hear those voices of our Aboriginal community members there. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land and law. It is Invasion Day, folks. Love it or hate it. It is a day that is here, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are faced with this day every year. Hey, look out. Most of us hate it. Let's state the truth. It's a difficult day for blackfellas right around Australia, but we deal with it in our own way. And we'll be bringing that to you today right here on 3CR Community Radio. My name's Black Betty, about 12 minutes away from midday. On my Murray clock. I'm a Murray woman. My family, my mob, I should let you know, hail from Sherberg Mission in Queensland. I'm a Bindalduro and Kaua woman from Queensland. So my traditional country is up far north Queensland, up around Eyre and Townsville, and then over to the west of Queensland. My grandfather's country is Winton to the west there. So I grew up down south. Like a lot of us black fellas, we're displaced right around this country. So due to circumstances, I grew up down south, and now Melbourne is home. I'm lucky to be in Melbourne, lucky to be here today for this very special broadcast. And big thanks to the 3CR team, the mob down at the steps of Parliament today, bringing us those very special sounds live from that Melbourne rally. Coming up between now and 4 o'clock, we'll be bringing you plenty of deadly sounds, deadly invasion day sounds, if I could say that, folks. We'll be crossing to rallies right across the country. We've got 3CR deadly correspondents on the ground, folks. We'll be crossing to Redfern, Canberra. I can say we're crossing to Bris Vegas. We'll also head over to Perth during this broadcast to find out what's really happening on the ground. So not only do we hear what's happening in Melbourne today, but we'll hear right across the country people's thoughts on what is a very difficult day for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Right here on 3CR Community Radio, you're listening to a very special Invasion Day broadcast. Love it or hate it, folks. We're here to stay, us black fellas. And we're dealing with the day the best way that we know how, right here at 3CR Radio. Big thanks to the team for their support here at 3CR Radio today to make this event happen. So, folks, I hope you can keep listening to our very special broadcast today. And we're bringing you stuff that I think is very special audio, very special sounds that you won't be hearing anywhere else today, folks. So stay tuned.